Shuler was sitting in the crowd as Joint Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling began debate on a motion that would remove the state's unclaimed property program from the treasurer's office and fold it into the Department of Revenue.
I see the state treasurer here, and I want him to know this is nothing against him personally. It's a issue of where best can we handle this information and get it out most efficiently.
A couple minutes later, Darling thanked Shuler for his service, and a mix of Republicans and Democrats voted 13-3 to support her plan. Asked about the action in the hallway by reporters, Treasurer Shuler was visibly shaken.
I cannot hide the fact that I think that this is an incredibly stupid move.
Shuler ran on a platform of abolishing the treasurer's office, which would take a constitutional amendment. Given that the legislature never supported that idea, Shuler says it makes no sense for them to take the unclaimed property program out of his office. Right now, that program pays the treasurer's salary. Under this move, he says it won't.
They've taken a very limited constitutional office that we still must elect and vote for and pay, and now put that pay directly onto the backs of Wisconsin taxpayers, a burden that for the last 40 years, Wisconsin taxpayers have not had to have.
Shuler says if this plan becomes law, his official duties will be reduced to 2 15-minute meetings each month that he can do by phone. Shuler does not plan to run for re-election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.